I'm absolutely delighted that my script was accepted, which is full a story of our lives here, the family life here, and how we were affected by both world wars. My father and his adored older brother were born in Leeds, and when the First World War broke out in 1914, Uncle Phil was left school and joined up immediately, and eventually became an officer in the Green Howards. And at the age of 21, he died, Captain D.P. Hirsch, and was awarded a posthumous Victoria Cross. Before he died, my father was nearly at the end of his school time, and he cut it short. At the age of 17, he and his favourite cousin, Basil Richardson, ran away and volunteered for the army. No questions were asked. It was a time when they were desperate to find more men to fight for Britain, and both boys were accepted. And for the first few months, they thought it was a most marvellous adventure. But unfortunately, they were separated, and they then felt very alone. And in the almost the first battle that he took part in, he was appallingly wounded, and no one noticed what had happened. The battle continued all round him. He lay in a muddy ditch, shells bursting left, right and centre, and he was shot again, a flesh wound in the shoulder. And night came, and he still hadn't been found. He lay in that ditch for 4 days and nights. It was by chance that his company were given some relief and sent down to have a rest. And the new officer in charge of the company that replaced them thought he would like to look and see if he could see where the snipers were placed in the German ranks. He just walked and found Dad still alive. Dad was so badly wounded, he was moved to a hospital in France, where Uncle Phil came down to visit him. This was before, of course, he had been killed, and told him he was jolly lucky to be out of it all. Eventually, he was allowed to go home, but he was informed quite firmly that he would never ever walk again. But somehow he beat them, and he did learn to walk again.
The Second World War broke out, yes, when you were 10.
Yes.
Do you remember getting the news that
yes,
what was that like? Did
yes, I was thrilled to bits. I thought it was terribly exciting. All my life had been a great adventure for me up till then. It had all been such fun with my brother. Dad had business friends in America, and they invited him and Mum to send us children to America for the war, which quite a lot of people did do that. In the end, it was decided only I could go because I was so young. And I must confess, I was very disappointed when they decided it would be better that we all stuck it out together.
As you said, your dad knew a bit older, sort of told you more.
Oh, this about all happened this. When he was old, yes. Yeah. Yes, before he died. Mm. Yeah. He died when he was 97. And it was just before he died that he opened up and actually told me about the war.
Yeah. Mm. Why do you think that war was a very sort of traumatic thing to go to? Do you think that he sort of coming back from the First and Second World War, the men didn't really talk about it?
No, he never talked about it, ever. Not till the last year or so of his life. He sat in his wheelchair and he didn't know it, but the tears just rolled down his cheeks as he told me about his memories of that terrible time.
And what was it like for you hearing all of that?
Well, it moved me greatly. The courage of that time. It also made one feel very proud to be British.